Students around the country and here in Seattle plan to rally and march tomorrow. They're calling attention to school shootings and demanding changes. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
This Saturday's event is being called March for Our Lives. In Seattle, marchers will gather at Cal Anderson Park on Capitol Hill, then make their way to a rally at Seattle Center. Ingram High School senior Catherine Zhu says, as with last week's walkout, the focus is on voices of young people.
Both events are really strong expressions of kind of the fact that students are really fed up with what's going on and that we're ready to kind of have a moment of activism that people cannot look away from.
Student organizers say this Saturday's march in Seattle will be a call to action to ban certain weapons and ensure school safety without the use of firearms. Zhu says the event is meant to help students who are interested but not sure of their next step.
I would say we are looking towards concrete political change.
One of the speakers on Saturday will be Gregory Miles Pleasant from Rainier Beach High School. He says he supports reducing access to guns, but also sees a need for more opportunities to reduce the motives for gun violence.
The Parkland shooting was a tragedy, but tragedies like that and tragedies not just in school but outside of school have been happening in my neighborhood and neighborhoods across the country for decades. And so all this intention, it's just a long time coming.
Pleasant says his hope is to change the narrative that writes off certain neighborhoods as troubled. He'll be speaking Saturday as a member of the group Youth for Peace. The events will include elected officials as well as the singer Brandi Carlile. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.